Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Happy New Year. Thanks for watching today on YouTube TV, listening on Sirius XM channel 158, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or any of our great affiliates across the country. We are at one of the epicenters. Can you have more than one epicenter like for New Year's Eve in this country and beyond? Las Vegas, great spot. I would highly recommend that you do it at least once if you've never done it before. That said, I hope to be in bed tonight by about 9:15, 9:30, Pauly, after the games are over with. I know you've called it amateur hour for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. Be careful out there, no doubt. The other thing, people love sports and people love to bet on sports. The Lions-Vikings game on Netflix averaged 27 million viewers, most streamed game ever. Broncos-Chiefs on Prime, 21 million. Most watched Thursday night regular season game on Prime in history. 47 million people watched some of the five-game slate in the NBA. 45% increase. Knicks-Cavs, most watched Christmas game ever that started at noon Eastern. 1.6 billion views across social media.
Wow.
Up 23% over Christmas last 2024.
I'm actually pretty surprised that the Chiefs-Broncos game is the highest rated game ever on Prime for Thursday night. Had some good Thursday night games.
But I got to get away from the family,
I
too,
don't know.
Maybe?
I couldn't watch the games earlier. We've done all the gifts. I've been around, you know, Uncle Gary for too long, as Charge would say.
The yams.
Yeah, the yams sure. Down the pay. It gets time to, you know. All right, so Mike Pollan, by the way, coming up in 30 minutes as well. And no Wednesdays with Vito's son today. Sal Pal tied up, obviously, for the holiday. But now FanDuel, they have numbers up for every potential matchup in the NFL playoffs. Chargers at Pats. They make New England. You can bet on any of this stuff right now. Pats minus three, total 45.5. Initial gut reaction to Pats laying three here.
It's a tough matchup. It's a great matchup for the Chargers based on who they could face because New England doesn't have a pass rush, but that's low.
Yeah, that's low.
Yeah.
I think the Chargers win the game outright.
What?
I think the Chargers go there and win.
Really?
Yeah.
These Fugazi Patriots.
Their defense is really good. Really good. And now, by the way, will the Patriots players please settle down?
I know.
What the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
Two guys now, domestic violence?
Diggs looking at the strangulation.
Yes.
I know.
I mean, that's something you're not taking lightly here.
No.
And he's been awesome lately, by the way, on the field.
This is the game where Herbert can cook.
I totally agree.
Because he'll shotgun, he can pick them apart. He could have some big plays in the passing game, see what the weather looks like.
Huge play by Arizona State, by the way. Holy smokes. How long is that bad boy down to the 6-yard line?
Ripped them up. Hell of a play.
35-24 Duke, Arizona State now knocking. 4:30 to play third quarter.
And certainly we got Herbert has to atone for what he did last year.
Yeah.
With the four picks. That's surprising.
I told you that, this was, I think, Captain Obvious, but Bills favored at Jacksonville. Buffalo minus 1.5, total 50.5.
Wow. 7-0 straight up in ATS run, Jacksonville. No respect card.
Josh Allen has never won a road playoff game.
Strong.
The Bills have not won a road playoff game in 30 years. 0-8.
Stronger.
I think Jacksonville is absolutely for real.
Yep.
Texans 3.5 at the Steelers.
How are they going to move the ball? Come on.
Well, which team?
3.5. Pittsburgh. They'll be all over Rodgers in this game. I think this is a game at least Stroud can be comfortable and hit Nico and hit Higgins a couple times.
I'll tell you what that game is.
Plays. And I also don't be afraid to pound the rock. They got away from the run again, the Chargers, and we're having so much success with it.
That is a Paul Howard special right there. Every imaginable field goal prop in the world with Boswell and Fairbairn.
Yep.
Bet them.
Yep.
Texans at the Ravens. Baltimore 1.5. Total 40.5.
High power rating. They got good news today on Lamar.
So that, 1.5 is what you basically give teams now for home field. So would you say that they're evenly matched on a neutral?
This is a game where I don't think Henry can eat. I know he went crazy last year on Christmas, but I think this is a game where the Texans can contain Henry. Some of these other matchups, I say no.
That's an intriguing game.
They're going to need Lamar in this one.
Packers 1.5, 47.5 at Chicago.
Wow. What?
Wrong team favored?
Yeah.
Although it was just 16-6 Green Bay in Chicago 2 weeks ago, late.
Yeah, but you lost more guys now.
I know.
They got so many injuries.
Oh, by the way, Green Bay, they just picked up Trayvon Diggs, who the Cowboys let go. Maybe he can be a little bit of a help.
That total's too high, especially if there's weather.
Look, I'm buying what Ben Johnson's selling.
Mm-hmm.
I think
so the 7 would be favored over the 2 seed. And in case you missed it, the Eagles are sitting people. They're only a 4-point favorite against Washington.
Yeah, right. Packers at Eagles in a playoff game. FanDuel has Philadelphia -3, 43.5.
Okay, rematch of last year.
Packers and a rematch from the regular season game that had no points.
Yeah, total's too high in that one.
I would agree. Rams, 4.5, 51.5 at the Bears.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know we prisoner of the moment here, especially a lot of people in the audience. We watched the Thursday night game when Stafford had 470 yards and scored 37 points on the road against Seattle. And that was without Adams.
Yep.
And he'll have Adams back. And we saw what Purdy did to Chicago's defense. If Stafford doesn't turn it over, they'll win that game.
Yeah, and that game's going to have a lot of points if the weather cooperates.
Yeah.
Now, this is a number that blew me away. So think about this. There is an angle now. The Rams number to win the Super Bowl to me is absolutely unbettable. It's a terrible number at this point. Because think about this. There is a chance, if they get the 5 seed, right? There is a chance their path just to make the Super Bowl would be going at Philadelphia, then at Chicago, and then at Seattle. They're like 5-1, maybe plus 550 in the neighborhood to win the whole thing. That 3-team rollover parlay is going to get you a much better number overall. And FanDuel has the Rams 1.5 at Philly. I got to take Philly all day long.
What?
Oh, 100%. Yes.
Come on,
yes.
No, no.
All day. All day.
Oh, no, they got to prove it offensively. You got to get their act together. It hasn't.
To expect the Rams to go on the road and be favored at the champs with the way the Rams have been trending here lately, give me Philadelphia and the points all day long.
Now, this is absolutely possible and in play in a 6-3 game. Niners at Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Philly 2.5.
Yeah, total 47.5.
I don't think their offense can do enough, even though against the beat-up Niner defense.
Oh, boy, I disagree.
Really?
The Niners defense is just so bad.
Can Hurts take advantage? I don't think they'll be able to run the ball that much either.
That's the unknown. You don't think they get Barkley going against
Niners? Can you believe Petullo earlier in the week? I'm going to get to the bottom of this with the slow starts in the first half.
Yeah, the regular season's over.
But yes, I know. It's week 18.
A little late to the party here, champ.
How much they already egged your house? I mean, how much abuse can you take?
Yeah. What do you think of the 49ers laying 1.5 at the Bears?
52.5.
Right. Well,
wow.
That's, I think, weather-based, right?
I would think the Bears also would be... Yeah, Bears would have a lot of guys back at that point, too.
Sure.
Remember, they had so many injuries and illnesses as well.
Now, here you go. You factor in the toilet bowl.
Right.
Coming up on Saturday, the Seahawks, if they don't get the 1 seed, 7.5, 41.5 at Carolina.
Man, we just saw it.
Just played, killed them.
Terrible. Bryce Young was terrible.
Yep. And he'll probably be terrible again in that game.
Nothing will change.
See, I'd like to see, well, this game would be nothing close to the regular season game, but Seahawks 6.5, 43.5 at Tampa. I've been burned way too many times by Tampa the entire year. I just hope they lose against Carolina, to be honest, and get them out of the playoffs.
I think Darnold will have a big game there. Play well.
Yeah. Rams would be 9.5 at Carolina. Saw that one as well. Did not go well for LA.
Well, that was all Stafford, though.
Yeah.
A lot of it. Bad defense, but also the pick six. And again, Bryce Young didn't do much in that game, but the pick six, the interception in the red zone, and the scoop and score.
And the Rams, 7.5, 49.5 at the Buccaneers.
And we saw that. That was a disaster.
Yeah, well, that's the game that
was over in the first quarter.
Is that the game Mayfield got hurt in?
Yes.
Okay. Right. So if he doesn't get hurt, the Buccaneers are not going to slow down the Rams' offense. That's not happening. But is there any chance Mayfield and the offense can cook a little bit here against the Rams' defense? I'm asking you because I just can't get there. 2 months now of futility.
Nope.
Anything stick out? To me, it's absolutely the Eagles, clearly, as I made my point there.
I think a lot of these totals are too high. We're going to have weather impact some games.
Well, no doubt.
It's going to happen.
That's also, 10 days out from right now?
Yeah.
So getting ahead of what the totals would be. Because if you don't, if you go there and bet a bunch of unders, and all of a sudden, hey, clear skies today, 40 degrees.
Texans-Ravens is way too high, 40.5.
Well, I think,
especially how Baltimore's playing on offense.
I think Texans Steelers could be 16-10.
Yeah.
Final score. That could be, you could talk me into betting the Steelers there, the Mike Tomlin special again.
The Packers' power rating is too high.
I would agree.
Too many injuries.
Yep.
Not the same team. What happens if you're in an accident this time of year and the other driver doesn't have insurance or nowhere near enough? You be careful tonight. A lot of lunatics out there. Lasso injury law steps in. Their experienced team knows the ins and outs of uninsured and underinsured motorist claims, and they fight to make sure you're not left paying for someone else's mistake. And if the worst ever happens, you're not alone. Lasso Injury Law, here to protect you and your family when you need it most. 702-625-8777. Free consultation, no voicemail, no runaround. Real people ready to help. Lasso Injury Law, they fight for you because your future matters. Give Al a call and his team. LassoInjuryLaw.com, 702-625-8777. Did you see on Instagram in the local news what happened where the guy is at his house and some lady comes in and drives through the wall, takes out his patio, and she goes flying out and lands in the pool. And the car went ass over tea kettle. She survived.
What?
You got to see this. You didn't see the video?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. She goes flying out. It's like out of a movie.
Wow.
Where she goes right into the wall in the guy's backyard, takes out his patio and everything, and she goes flying into
the car
and lands in the pool. And he fishes her out.
This is a tweet from Jeff. Rams, Eagles, wildcard round. Give me the Rams outlines all the way up to 10 all day long, and I'm an Eagles homer.
Wow.
Strong. We'll update the live betting numbers. A bunch of games going on next here on VSiN.
So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
Is Follow the Money on
VSiN. I have some pretty good bowl games in action as we speak. Duke leads Arizona State 35-32, and the third quarter is now coming to an end. The updated number here is Duke minus 2.5. They close at 3.5, Paulie, I believe is what I saw on the screen, and total is now 80.5. So we did get a couple of explosive plays there. It was the third quarter started off slowly for both teams, exchanged some punts, and then big plays took place, scored a couple of touchdowns there combined, and now again at 80.5. The Michigan-Texas game, third quarter underway, tied at 17. Michigan has a fourth and one at the Texas 45. Texas, a 1.5-point favorite, total of 61.5. And at halftime out here in Las Vegas, Utah now leads Nebraska 24-14. Total there, 64.5.
Out of points, my man.
All three
of those
games.
How about Iowa today? Good job by Iowa.
Yeah, it turned into a pretty good game too late, by the way. Pavi got cooking there a little bit, but that was, yep. And the market all over that one, right? That was a line move that they got right. Iowa came all the way down. Paul Stone gave that out yesterday here on the show, plus 5.5. Got down to 3, and they won the game outright, and they were pretty good. That team was solid this year.
Yeah, they were. Here's what Petullo said after the Bills game. I'm looking for a solution to get the first down thing going. Get the offense going. What? This is unbelievable. Then he's sitting everybody Sunday, which I don't know if I agree with that. I'm not saying you go for the 2 seed because you need a Chicago loss, but he's talked about, I want to see a rhythm and see us get cooking here, and it hasn't happened, and Tanner McKee's going to start against Washington.
Right. I mean, this is what happened with the team the year after Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon left. And there was a drop-off.
Brian Johnson.
And now this year,
yeah.
No Kellen Moore, obviously at OC, and he's doing a pretty good job down the stretch, by the way, with Tyler Shuck and the Saints. And they've been lost the entire time. I don't know. That's intriguing to me that the first tweet that I saw regarding those playoff numbers that are available, I said I would absolutely have to bet the Eagles plus 1.5. And Jeff chimes in as an Eagles homer, absolutely not betting the Rams alt numbers all the way up to 10.
All right.
Against this specific version of the Eagles.
During the break, I got Philly texts. We own the Rams 11-2 last 13. But you go back to what happened last year.
Well,
it took a while, but Stafford got cooking late, and they're in position to win that game.
They gave Philadelphia their toughest match in the playoffs, and this year that was a mismatch for 2.5 quarters, and then the special teams. But that's a problem. That's been a problem all year long for the Rams this year.
I know. And Carter and those guys, they're great at blocking field goals. But the other thing is, you can't count on Elliott right now. He was terrible against Washington.
True. Now, how about some of the other NFL news that we had?
Yes.
McCaffrey missed practice on Tuesday.
Yeah, he says he's okay.
I know, playing on Saturday night.
Yeah, back's fine. Seattle, I agree with Seattle being favored on the road.
Do you believe it comes down to, like, let's say, it doesn't even matter who wins. If one of the two players here involved, JSN or CMC, has a great game, they're going to win Offensive Player of the Year?
What's great?
150 yards and a touchdown. And the other,
well, what does the other guy do?
Not much. Not much.
CMC, get it then.
But it's very difficult for me to imagine JSN not having a good game against this defense.
I loved our discussion yesterday, how you have to handicap the voters. And we just saw a week ago, Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, talked to 30 teams and 21 GMs. Who's the MVP? Stafford in a blowout.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did at Seattle. So now after one performance against Atlanta, we're going to change our mind. You have to look at what the voters think and what these people who cover the league say, and they're all saying it's Stafford, and strength of schedule has got to play into this. Who you beat.
A lot of them are. And the numbers come down, by the way, in the MVP race now.
But this, I just think you have to look at the love with JSN. While McCaffrey's been great, a lot of it's come on late, and JSN has been consistent and been there all year, and I just don't see how he doesn't go off Saturday against this 49er defense.
I tell you what, the market would look entirely different if that touchdown to Nacua, that would have been two in the game, by the way, for him, if that's not negated by an offensive penalty, and if he somehow comes down to that catch on the sideline, which would have been the catch of the year, who knows where he would be. He'd be right there he might be the favorite, because he would have had a gargantuan game then.
Yeah.
Two touchdowns, a ton of yards, and that game-winning, you know, catch or whatever, how it would have played out.
There used to be a book out here called Cal Neva, and William Hill bought it. Nick Bogdanovich used to work for him. You could do 13-point teasers there. We used to call them New York teasers. What a week this is for the New York teaser.
Huh?
Jacksonville, 12.5. Houston, 10.5. Denver, 12.5. Patriots, 10.5. Who screws that up? But then your New York teaser, and you got to pick four teams. I think it's plus one. What would they pay? Like plus 120, if I remember correctly. You had to pick three or four, something like that back in the day.
And they were always too good to be true.
Yeah, someone would always blow it.
Well,
I know.
Let me ask you this. Is there any chance Quinn Ewers could be pretty good?
Yes, but not in the elements. It's going to be 20 degrees.
Right.
Not with the Dolphins in their history and the track record and what's on the line for the Pats.
Yeah, they just, because the Dolphins blew the first meeting with the Patriots. Should have won the game.
Yeah.
And they didn't. That was also with Tyreek Hill. They have they have playmakers, but I just don't. I still have two games in. I have no idea what to expect from Quinn Ewers. So you're asking me, like, who's going to blow it? I'm trying to come up with ideas. Like, is there any way that Riley Leonard's good?
I don't think that's going to go well for him.
Probably not.
Not against this defense. That's a tough assignment to make your first start. I don't mind a Riley Leonard anytime touchdown, though. He did get in the end zone when he took over in the Jacksonville game.
That's pretty good. I like that angle.
But I think you should take Patriots first half. 15-1-1 money line first half. 12-0-1 last 13. 13-3 ATS first half. Never goes well for Miami when they're cold.
Pretty good. I would say I think the Titans can give the Jags a game. And I'm pretty high on this Jags team at this point. I don't know how you can't be. But the Titans have been gamers here lately. And Cam Ward, don't look now, playing pretty good football. And they have been covering numbers a lot. They didn't against the Saints. They were right there to cover, though, late in that game. And that would have been a 6-2 ATS run. It is what it is, so it didn't. But so the numbers change a little bit here. But almost two full touchdowns here in the game. Don't you think they could maybe? This is, again, some of these teams might come out and just be, you know, might be squeaky bum time for them.
Yeah. It's the Evan Abrams angle, too. Remember, the last 2 weeks, teams that need the game against teams that are eliminated went 5-1 last week.
Yeah,
and it's 61% since 1990 ATS.
Touchdown Arizona State, they take the lead.
I don't think they're going to get stops. I think that offense is humming right now. He did have the two mistakes, the interceptions in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it's a 16-2 touchdown INT ratio last five. I think Myers and Washington and all these guys will go off, and Tennessee won't stop them.
How about the money coming in on the Vikings? They're either 7 with juice or up to 7.5 now in the game against Green Bay. With Brosmer, do we know this?
No.
The
Packers signed Ridder now to the practice squad. So Clayton Tune and Ridder. The guy threw for 50 yards.
I know.
Well, Minnesota probably shut him down. What are they going to do offensively? That's still like there's... I still think even the Green Bay backups or whoever, what Tune's working with, can keep it close and just what's Brosmer going to do. And I feel the same way about whatever Buffalo's plans are going to be. Even if Buffalo puts out Ray Davis and Trubisky, they should be able to run wild over the Jets. Yeah. And the line's only 7. I mean, they've lost 4 games in a row by 23-plus points. Cook's not going to do anything.
Yeah, and if you don't want to lay the 7, again, that would be an example of a team that at some point you can either tease down if they go to 7.5 again, right, to go to 1.5, or include them on a money line parlay. I'm pretty confident the Bills are going to win the game. They're minus 325 at DraftKings and similar numbers across the board. Can the Chargers give the Broncos a game? I say why not? The Broncos have been a team to play to their level of competition pretty much the entire year.
Yeah, that is fair. I guess I could see 20-13. Trey Lance makes a couple plays.
Sure.
They can't pull over just like what we watched on Christmas. Yep. We watched in London in the Tennessee game and the Raider game.
If he can just go out there on the field and not be a train wreck, right?
Yeah, he can do that. He's done it.
Sure he can. He can be serviceable.
He played well last year in this spot with the Cowboys.
He did.
Almost beat Washington.
Yep. And I would say, Paulie, a serviceable Trey Lance is sign me up for plus 12.5 then.
We did have the same situation last year with Denver, as the Chiefs said anybody, and then it was like 35 rip early on.
Yeah.
But I think the total's too high at 37.5. And I see the Rams, I think you have to lay 7.5 right now with the Rams because I think Seattle beat San Francisco and McVay said he's playing people anyway because they have to get their act together.
Right.
And they put it on Arizona and get the 5 seed and then they get that easy draw in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, but if Seattle doesn't beat, that's a coin flip game. If they don't beat the 49ers, then...
Well, how long would you... Okay, so how long would you... So then I can't get the 5. How long would you play people?
I wouldn't, but he's going to.
I'm not
going to
move the ball with Garoppolo? That's another angle. Garoppolo was awesome last year, week 18. That back and forth against Geno. And the game at Seattle. Seattle had to have the game, and it came down to the wire. But I think I'm okay with Garoppolo there against this horrible Arizona defense.
Mike Palm on the program coming up next, VP of Circa Las Vegas. How many $500,000 to $1 million bets could they take this week? We'll ask him next here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Wednesdays with the maestro, Mike Palm, VP of Circa Las Vegas, the Golden Gate, and the D, looking spiffy today in a great tux. Look at this guy. How you feeling?
My skinny tux. I have a fat tux and a skinny tux. Huh? I can fit the skinny tux.
Well, you look like almost $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you feel like $1 million?
I feel about, low six figures.
Okay.
All right. Not quite $1 million.
What time officially did your day start today?
Officially, with dealing with a few issues, it started early this morning, but I didn't get to property till just before noon. So.
Okay, and it'll go until what?
It'll go late into the night.
Okay, all right. Have you guys taken any, because of Circa Survivor being down to 6, you open up the credit line, people, if they want to hedge, you guys are going to take big bets. Any $500,000, maybe 7-figure bets at this point?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But the people are loading up their line. Will Case is the busiest man in America here on New Year's Eve, getting all these lines put together. And not just for Survivor, but also for the people in the millions, many of whom are coming out this weekend. And they're getting $100,000, $200,000 lines, depending on how high up they are to hedge against their 5 entries. Not all 5, but to be in a position maybe in their last couple entries. But certainly the 6 that are left are locked and loaded with 7-figure credit lines, and it'll be interesting to see. because you know, we will take 500 and then move the number and then take another 500 and move the number.
Gotcha.
And so that's what we have been doing, and that's what we will do this weekend.
But you want the hedge bets to be in by when?
Well, we need a couple hours to work with them. So we've asked them to give us 2 hours prior to kickoff when they make their hedge. Otherwise, it gets very difficult to work with moving the prices and trying to get buyback on the other side.
Right? Would you feel more comfortable with the Bengals or the Vikings? And Derek's right. We might have five teams selected.
It's very possible. It's very possible everybody's on an island, too.
Yeah.
It could be six teams out of six.
Possible.
I love the Vikings.
You do.
I love it. My people in Minneapolis, J-Mac, full workout. Now, KOC is going to wait to see if there's any swelling in the hand and if he can still grip the ball well tomorrow. But they want to play him in this last game and finish 9-8.
They want to finish with a winning record.
Yes, they
overall,
do.
And on
build
a high
momentum
note.
Going in. Well, they could have very easily lost to Detroit and got the fourth place schedule. It would have been a lot easier schedule next.
Like, true.
Right?
Yeah.
But they didn't. And so now they're trying to build momentum going in. I know they're probably be looking on the free agent market. If there's any way that Burrow wanted out of Cincinnati, I'm sure they would be very, very interested in Joe Burrow in Minneapolis.
Oh,
not
a,
so much Lamar Jackson.
Put a package. That's what you're hearing?
That's what I'm hearing.
Put a package together for Joe Burrow. They become maybe the Super Bowl favorite.
Very possible.
Next year.
Lo and behold, where was this defense the first 6 weeks of the year? Huh? How good has their defense been?
Well,
their best defense in the red zone, and they've been terrific for 7 weeks now.
Yeah, anytime that a team allows one passing touchdown over a stretch of, 6 or 7 weeks for the first time since 1988, I mean, they're showing up every single week and making this difficult.
If you another thing for them, though, is are they going to be able to keep Flores? Is the ban off in the NFL? Is somebody going to offer him a head coaching job?
I'm willing to bet yes.
I think so.
Would you be willing to bet right now that McCarthy is not the starting quarterback next year?
I would say if you gave me more than 3-2, I would make that wager.
Okay.
How about the guy who's got the conundrum with maybe Atlanta or Tampa Bay? He doesn't have much to work with.
How can you play Tampa Bay?
I'm with Mitch on that, and I'm with you.
How can you?
Oh, I mean,
they've been their own survivor devastator here. Boom, 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 boom. Started 5-1, went 2-8 since. And Bowles has somebody new to blame every well. You're getting into my
dial it down here.
We call this segment. You cannot be serious.
Yeah, right.
We're getting into that. I mean, he's got somebody new to blame every week.
Mm-hmm.
How about his defense?
Horrible.
Yeah.
Quinn Ewers, 230 yards of offense in the first half.
So what does it mean for the future of the contest and also the documentary if one or even two women can do this and pull this off?
I think it has to do with their stories is part of it. But at least having one woman do it, I think, opens up the audience to more people that would like to get involved. Now, the one lady that's still in is the story of her and her siblings, right? It's a very organic thing. The other lady is part of a conglomerate of poker players. So, you know, each story has its own merit as far as trying to attract more people into the pool. But they're all compelling.
Have you guys kicked around numbers for next year?
No.
To go from 18,000?
I'll be honest with you, no.
No?
No.
I think expectations are going to be certainly more than 20. I think some people will probably project 25.
Really?
I think some people will project that, yes.
I would say, I don't know. I would say 21. I think...
All right, good enough.
Right. What's the guarantee? Now he's got to go to 19 or whatever. He doesn't want to guarantee less.
Yeah.
What does Grandissimo get to?
That's very interesting, Paul, because I think that could blow up.
Okay.
I think that Grandissimo could be 20 million. I'm just being very honest with you. This is the first year. Nobody even knew what it was. I think it got a lot of good pub.
I was stunned.
Right? That's I said it. 30. We got 69. Maybe we're 15 to 20 million in Grandissimo.
Actually, the number in my head when Paul asked you that was 200 people.
What? 20, exactly.
Would you be stunned if we had 200 people in
it? No, I would not.
I don't think it could be.
All good points by Mike. How about what transpired here yesterday with the Huff and Puff? Now, between Circa the D, there's been a lot of big hits, and it happens a regular basis on the Buffalo game.
Mm.
But on Huff and Puff, and here's the gentleman, $450,000, nice. $20 a push, and he gets the spin, and it lands on the jackpot. How often does this happen? Because I think there was a Wheel of Fortune hit here that Derek tweeted out a couple years ago. It was also across the street at Golden Gate. The guy had, that was a crazy story. It was like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
The guy hit, and they like, you want the penthouse? No, I'm good. I'm fine. I'll just wait for my $1.5 million. But can you walk us through this and what you know about the gentleman?
Yeah, I you know, it happens. I don't know a heck of a lot, Paul. It happens it seems like annually, at least, if not more than that, where you have jackpots of 400,000 plus. You have a lot of hundreds that nobody hears about, right? Even in the Keno machine. I mean, we just had 125 the day before that.
On
with
Keno?
One of our regular, no, but with one of our regular players who does play high limit Keno as well on slots.
Okay.
So, I mean, these things do happen. Now, also, let's remember, and it's a little aside to this story, that at at midnight tonight, that 1,200 goes to 2,000 for the taxable.
Good point.
There you go.
That starts
that
immediately
folks,
at midnight,
right? Immediately. Everybody's ready to go with that. Everybody's ready to go all the casinos. That applies to tournaments and contests, too. So if you played in a slot tournament, I guess we have to adjust now the $2,000 payouts to $1,999.
Okay. How about these bowl games today? Good action? You told us 2 weeks ago when you were
Iowa
on.
Iowa got bet heavy.
Oh,
heavy
huge.
Late. Oof. What a move on Iowa.
Okay,
it was dead right.
They're starting to pick up. And Derek told us yesterday the handle for the quarterfinal game starting tonight with Miami and Ohio State is awesome.
Yeah, great. It's great. It will rival the NFL this weekend because there's so few compelling matchups in the NFL, right? I mean, this is a tough final week, week 18 for the NFL. But tonight, we have really good action on this game. Oregon, Texas Tech will be good action as well. Those will be the two biggest bet games of the weekend, I believe.
Do you have a strong opinion on the game tonight or any of the three tomorrow?
I bet sort of a runaway line. I guess if I would have got Ohio State early, I might have. But I bet the Miami team total under 16.5. I think they will struggle against Ohio State's defense. They really, I mean, if A&M had any kind of quarterback play, they're moving on out of last weekend.
I would agree. Let me throw a couple of props at you. The audience today sending them in fast and furious. We saw one at DraftKings. Will either team score 30 points in this game? The no is minus 166. Even with like the talent that we have on Ohio State's offense, Miami's defense is tremendous. $1.66 on the no there?
So I think it's a little heavy because if the game gets out of hand, then you could see that happening when Miami has to start taking a bunch of chances. It could be a steamroll thing here for Ohio State. But the reason I didn't want to bet the total itself is because I thought Ohio State could probably get into the mid-20s.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Right? So that's why I just bet the Miami team total.
And total offensive yards combined, 683
and a half. That's too high.
Right? That was my guy. Just like,
that's too high.
How are we getting
there? There won't be that many possessions. Neither of them play fast.
Right.
And Ohio State is a really controlled, controlled passing attack. They're not looking to go over the top a lot.
Is there any way Oregon gets to three? Because they're minus 2.5 with juice right now.
I wish it would. I'd jump all over that. I still think Texas Tech is the better team there. If they can get any kind of decent quarterback play, that defensive line is very good. I believe that they're going to make Oregon one-dimensional, and I think if you can do that like Indiana did, you can beat them.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by Texas Tech money line.
I don't think they're good enough to win it all, but I think they can beat. I think they'll beat Oregon.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think they can.
Oregon's $1.40 at DraftKings to score 30 points.
Boy, that seems...
That's a ton of respect. And also, they struggled against good defenses. As the official horse racing partner of VSiN, First Bet is built for bettors who demand more. It isn't about placing a bet. It's about helping bettors of all levels with AI handicapping tools that provide data-driven insights to help you make smarter bets. Their in-app tools give you win, place, and show probabilities for each runner. You can quickly and easily identify good value plays and improve your ROI. Take advantage of a limited time $250 sign-up offer. Claim your bonus promo code VSiN250 when you sign up in the First Bet app or at firstbet.com. Promo code VSiN250.
Up next, the Maestro will tell you that the Jets' level of ineptitude trickles throughout the entire organization, and you cannot be serious here on VSiN. New year, we continue with the maestro Mike Palm down in his skinny tuxedo, looking great here on this day. Time now for You Cannot Be Serious.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Well, we foreshadowed number one in our first segment with Todd circling the bowls. He hasn't been. He was a frequent guest of No Hyperbole. I just have his post game reactions to me have been stunning the last 3 weeks. Let's go back to week. 15, when they had the Thursday night game with the Falcons, up 14 in the fourth quarter over the Falcons. Looks like they're well on the way to winning the division. They blow the lead. They stop the twos, but blow the lead and let the Falcons score three unanswered to win 29-28. After that game, he had a 28-second clip where he said the F word seven times. Talked about the character, talked about the lack of trying of the team. It doesn't hurt them to lose and all of this. Then they lose last week to the Dolphins. And now he's narrowed it down to one person to blame for everything that's going on. That's right, Baker Mayfield. We've got to be better at the quarterback position. And we have to be better at the signal caller position. Isn't that redundant? Isn't the quarterback the signal caller? Or is he trying to throw the OC under the bus? And we've got to block better. Well, Todd, let's look in the mirror here. Because it's your defense that's a big part of this slide. They started 5-1. They beat the 49ers. They beat the Seahawks in Seattle in one of the games of the year. And 2-8 since. They don't even control their own destiny now. Which, of course, the NFL would like that schedule back, I think. All right. Total defense, they ranked 20th out of 32 teams, allowing 341 yards per game. Scoring defense, tied for 22nd, 25 points a game. And 30th of 32 teams in red zone defense, allowing 69% touchdowns by their opponents. They allowed Quinn Ewers to go up and down the field in the first half last week for over 220 yards. Todd Bowles!
You cannot be serious!
How about these Jets? Are you guys familiar with this promotion they did, the kick for cash?
Yes, blew up on.
Oh, boy. They tried to sneak this by, and the media got hold of it. Damian Woody had a big platform. So there's this lady. The story's unbelievable. Kick for cash. They're recruiting fans. They're going to go through a season-long kicking competition that culminates in their final home game, which was last week against the Patriots, with a chance to win $100,000. Now, there were elimination rounds. And then the finals were last week, and to win it, you had to kick a 30 and a 40-yard field goal. This lady, at a tailgate in September at the Jets game, was kicking field goals, right? They had, you know, the different games you do at a tailgate. Two members of the Jets marketing team came up and approached her and said, wouldn't you love to get in this kick for cash competition? She said she told them at the time. Now, her name is Ashley Constanio Gervasi. I'll just say Gervasi. Ashley Gervasi said she told them that she's a high school soccer coach. And she does. She coaches high school soccer on Long Island. So now she advances, and she makes the finals. Earlier in the week, last week of the finals, the Jets reach out to her and say, sorry, you don't qualify because of the rules. The rules state that anyone that has competed at the Olympic, professional, collegiate, or high school level in soccer, rugby, or football is ineligible to participate in the contest. Now, she told them she was a high school soccer coach, or if you coached those sports recently. She played goalie at Stony Brook in 2010 to 2014. But they weren't just kicking her out, Paul. You know that they offered her a consolation prize. Do you know what the Do you know what the consolation prize was? A custom jersey and a $100 Visa gift card. Which certainly should make up for kicking for $100,000.
I'm
a little bit unfair. And they were going to make a donation. I don't know what was the amount, to the Esophageal Cancer Education Foundation. Her dad died of esophageal cancer in 2011, and she had said she was going to give half of her winnings to this fund. Maybe they were doing $50,000. I don't think that was the amount. So now it gets out what they did to this girl. And they quickly reversed course and said the only fair thing is to let her kick. We recruited her. She told us up front, we have to let her kick. So there she was. She went out there at halftime. First to 30-yard field goal. She drilled it straight down the middle. But in true Jets fashion, it was short. Yeah. New York Jets!
You cannot be serious!
And then let's close off with our friend Lane Kiffin. I don't know if you guys saw this story. So maybe they found somebody worse than Brian Kelly to take over this coach. I mean, that's almost not possible. He just signed a $91 million contract. And he's at a local grocery store in Baton Rouge.
I saw this.
And he's going up there with his items. And if you want a plastic bag, you know, people bring their own.
Yeah.
They bring their own paper bags. They're like dry cleaners now to reduce all the pollution. It's 10 cents. Well, that offended him. So he took the basket He took the plastic basket home with him. How he got busted is he walked in the house and his daughters go, what are you doing with the store's basket? He said, I'm not paying 10 cents for a plastic. They filmed it. It's on Instagram. They have the whole video of him stealing the basket. Lane Kiffin.
Oh, you cannot be serious.
Totally ridiculous, dude. He's completely out of his mind.
He's consumed with himself.
No doubt.
Well said.
I'm actually
surprised that Kyle Whittingham.
Yeah, a little.
Retiring and then unretiring to go to Michigan.
66 years old. And he's
on a five-year deal.
Yes.
Who guy said, I'm done. I'm retiring.
Yep.
This would be like Kirk Ferentz retiring from Iowa and going somewhere.
Like to the South.
Right.
Right. Whittingham's never been in that part of the country.
He's going to go take the Florida job, right?
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Ferentz retires after 35 years. Oh, I take the Florida job. That's what's going on here.
Perfect candidate because he only followed five people on social media, like Derek said.
Yeah, right.
You got to clean it up.
He cleaned up Urban Meyer at Utah. Think about that. He replaced Urban Meyer at Utah.
Yeah. Did you bet Iowa today?
I did not.
You did not, huh?
I wish I would have. They looked great.
Yeah, they did. They're a pretty good team this year.
I think if you bet Iowa in every bowl that's not named the Rose Bowl over the years, you'd have been all right.
Yeah.
That they've never sniffed the Rose Bowl.
What was the reaction, and your reaction, to the gal that used the Giants in Survivor?
I didn't say this on the documentary, but I loved this play. I loved it, and I said to Derek before these games kicked, I liked it a lot better than the Tampa, just because Tampa couldn't get out of their own way. And I thought Miami had played much better the second half of the season, right? I loved it because she isolated herself. Everything else was a 10 a.m. Pacific time game. So if there was major chaos, if like two of those teams got beat and you were down, you would have been maybe only one of three. You put yourself in a great position. Plus, she left herself with big favorites this weekend that she didn't have to use. She didn't have to use last. I just thought it was a terrific play. And as it turns out, a no-sweat play against the hapless Raiders.
And that's because the Raiders are just so bad. Factors in that one of the major reasons why you liked it a lot. Yeah.
And everybody's sitting. Gino said, I'll sit. They said, no, you have to go play. I mean, what does that tell you?
I'll tell you what. Yeah. If they get – now, they have to secure the number one pick this week.
They do.
Right? Go out there, definitely lose to the Chiefs. If there's a team willing to trade up with the Raiders to number one and the package makes sense, they have to do it. If they don't, they again, just get rid of the team. They need so much help, it's not even
That's
funny.
What I say about teams at one pick. You're gonna waste the rookie contract if somebody's really good with a team around them that can't win.
Absolutely.
That's why I thought maybe New England would trade down and not take Drake May because it would take them 3 years to be competitive, but they brought Vrabel in and they got in the second year. If they can stay out of jail, if the whole team can stay out of
good
jail.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
How about Diggs? I mean, you should put this up on the board. Can you book this bet? The day that he is no longer an NFL player, I give it 365 days before he's in jail. When he doesn't have the protection of these teams and these massive security departments and lawyers to protect all his nonsense, this guy's going to be in jail. Ridiculous character. He's just a bad actor everywhere he goes.
You think, is Vrabel your coach of the year?
I think he has to be.
Over Shanahan?
Yeah.
All the injuries?
Shanahan, he can't get it because his defensive coordinator will get too much credit. Bobby Sala. Bobby Sala will get too much credit for what he did with the defense. That's why I think Shanahan doesn't win. Vrabel gets all the credit in New England.
Ben Johnson out of it?
I don't think they were elite enough. I mean, they made 12 wins. I don't know if they're going to be elite enough. I tell you, though, I mean, Dan Campbell's not the play caller that Ben Johnson is.
Not at all.
They lose those two coordinators. And it went from Minnesota and the Lions in week 18 for the number one seed to Minnesota and the Lions in week 17 for last place in the division.
Last place.
What a flip.
You guys also, by the way, reposted awards markets on Tuesday, and you're only offering a yes-no in the MVP on Matthew Stafford.
You chronicled this on Monday night in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Each interception.
Market. Oh,
the market movement with each interception. All the Rams did out there is go out there and blow the award for Stafford and maybe for Nacua too.
Yeah,
maybe.
He's not going to win.
I don't think he's going to win either. What a catch that almost was on the sideline.
Yeah. All right.
Meanwhile, Atlanta's dancing around like they won the Super Bowl. You blew a 21-point lead and they ref missed the call. Stafford missed. I mean, the Rams probably should have won the game on the last drive.
How bad is Raheem Morris?
Oh.
There's no reason why this team shouldn't win that division.
He cannot. He cannot be their coach next year.
Have a great night. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Be safe. Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Enjoy it. I know it's one of your favorite nights of the entire year. Huge day tomorrow in soccer. Steve Wiss will break it down with best bets coming up next on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.